Hi, and welcome to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. Children often get asked, what are you going to do when you grow up? But it's not unusual for grown-ups to still ask themselves that. You know the feeling. You're in a job and it doesn't feel quite right. Or you constantly feel a bit restless, never quite satisfied with what you're doing. I don't necessarily mean paid work. It can be volunteering or full-time homemaker with itchy feet, or the reverse, paid work but wishing you're at home. How do we find the right fit for us? We know there's a glove out there with our name on it, waiting for us to slide our hand in, but how do we find it? How can we confidently say, this is what I do and I love it, because I was born for this? One person who's been asking those questions is Queenslander Janet Camilleri. Janet is author of a book called Clues to Your Calling, which seeks to help us find the elusive fitted glove. Janet, welcome to Women of Hope.
Thank you, Penny.
Now, clues to your calling. We talk about a calling. It's an interesting concept. What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, I believe, and I think most of us believe, that we're here for a reason. Most of us at some stage in our lives have sat down and thought, well, why exactly am I here and what's the point of it all? And I believe that by finding our calling, it's not just a wonderful thing for us, giving us things like motivation and self-confidence and satisfaction, but it's also something that brings benefit to others. I mean, much as we derive a sense of personal fulfillment from our own calling, it's not there just for our benefit. Our reason for being on this earth is usually something that's going to be of benefit to others, whether it's our families, our friends or our communities.
So it's not an excuse just to be selfish?
No, that's right. Part of the greater plan of things.
If I were to say, okay, I'm not sure what my calling is, how do you actually start thinking about it?
Okay, well, I think the best place to start is to look at where you're at now. You might like to think about things like your personality. Are you a sort of a more introverted person that's happier doing things in your own space, in your own time? People like writers and like myself are probably happier like that. Or you might be an extroverted person who really likes contact with people and likes working with people.
So you've already worked that out, because I think some of us have already thought, well, I am an extrovert, I like to do this or that, but you haven't necessarily articulated it in the way you're talking about.
Okay, probably the next step to go to is to look at your gifts and talents. Again, you might find you're gifted at cooking, you might find you're gifted at doing mechanical things, it doesn't matter. That's always a really good indication of where you should be looking to develop your hobbies, your skills, and as you go to find your calling. Another thing that can really help is to consider your life experiences. I think all of us have been through some painful experiences in our lives, and I don't believe that's just for the sake of going through pain. I believe there's a reason that God has a master plan in mind, and he's able to bring good out of all the what could be a negative situation. So it's a good chance to sit down and look at some of those painful experiences. I know some people, for example, might have been through infertility and not being able to have a baby, and for them they've developed a real heart and a passion to help other people in the same position. I know in my own case I've struggled with depression when I was younger, and that's given me a real passion to reach out and to help other people that might be suffering from that illness.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So say we've looked at our skills and our abilities. What we're being asked to do from this concept of developing your calling is to actually say, I am good at this.
That's right. It's not always an easy thing to do, is it?
No, I think it goes against the way many of us were brought up. You've got, you know, you kind of hide your light under a bushel. You don't want to actually be quite, it's almost like you're being arrogant or proud.
Yes, but I don't think it is. I think it's a matter of being realistic. I think it's a matter of sitting down and recognising that you do have strengths. You might also have weaknesses, but to build on those strengths and to realise that by accepting them and working with them, you're not being selfish at all. You're using them to help others, and that's a very important thing.
And have you learnt this from your own trial and error, or what has allowed you to explore this whole area?
Okay, well, I'd have to say yes. I've gone through so many careers over my life at the ripe old age of 37. But, I mean, when I started in the workforce, I was based in... Well, I studied at Teachers College, and then I went and did a job accounts, and I did all sorts of things, but nothing really felt right for me. And it wasn't until I hit 30 that I thought, what do I want to do with my life? What am I good at? Where should I go from here? And I thought, well, I've always loved to write. How about I do something with that? But was something I'd always done. I'd always written letters to pen friends and always enjoyed that sort of thing. So I thought, well, the next step for me is to write an article and send it off and see what happens. So it really was a matter of trial and error. Over the years, I've tried lots of different things, but when it came to writing, it was just so obvious. Doors kept opening and it just really happened.
You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey, and today we're on the search for the perfect fit, that elusive something that we were born to do. Janet Camilleri, author of Clues to Your Calling, is helping us with the detective work. Janet, you had an advantage when you started on this search. You knew that you were immersed in things that didn't fit. So you actually made time to rectify that, and you've deliberately gone in search of what you are good at.
Yes.
Do you find that women, especially women, get to a point of asking that, or do you think a lot of us just stumble along and are never quite sure what we're doing, never feel entirely happy?
Well, I think I was fortunate. At that stage, when I was 30, I had the time to sit down and think about what I wanted to do. I was at home with two small children, so I wasn't in the workforce at that stage, and I was able to actually think about what I wanted to do. I was still quite young, and I felt I had a lot of my life ahead of me, and I wanted to really think about it. So up until that point, I think I'd been too busy just going through the motions of life to really think about what I wanted to do, and I just seemed to fall into accounts, which really is so not me. I'm not a mathematical person at all. But once I sat down and thought about it, I thought, well, I can only give it a try and see what happens. Writing certainly isn't my only gift. I mean, there's other things I enjoy and I pursued them, but they just didn't seem to ignite the same passion within me.
Mm. You've made a really good point, though, that you actually had some time and you made that time. Many of us are very busy, aren't we? We're busy raising children. We're busy in a job that we have to do because we've got to put food on the table. We're busy being a wife. We're busy serving other people. Often women are madly serving other people and don't often give themselves time for themselves.
That's right. Yes, I'm as guilty of that as anyone.
But what you're saying is, well, perhaps you need to say stop, yes. Find some time somewhere, even yes. If you still continue to do all those things. But in the midst of that, you find a bit of time to ask yourself and perhaps others. You could also ask other people what they think are your skills and abilities.
That's exactly right, yep. Whether it be like I did, I mean,
children.
I think I physically sat down during that time and said, what do I want to do with my life? Because with two small children, I was run off my feet. But whether it be just something you're thinking about as you're making the beds or doing the ironing or whatever, or if you are fortunate enough to get away on a weekend retreat, or even just set aside a quiet time each morning just to perhaps spend some time with God and just ask Him what He thinks you should be doing. I mean, after all, He's the one that made us, so who better to ask for your life direction?
Mm. And from what you're saying, it sounds like there's no level of what's good or bad. I mean, whatever your skill is valid.
Absolutely. Look, I've got people that I know that feel that their gift or whatever, their calling's not very spiritual. People think that your calling means something, it's either your career or that you're going to go into full-time ministry to be a pastor or whatever, and that's not it at all.
So it's a matter of acknowledging that whatever we love is valid, and then what do you do with it?
Okay, well, I think the most important thing is to just start using it. Just step out, just do something little. I mean, for example, with myself, I didn't step out first thing and think, right, I'm going to write a book. I knew that was something I'd probably like to do one day, but I also knew I wasn't ready for that first thing. So I thought about what was the first thing I could do, what was the first step. And for me, that first step, I'd already been writing letters and things. I thought, okay, I'll write an article. So whatever it is that you're
comforted,
just think about what's the logical first step for you. Could you maybe do a class in whatever it is that you're interested in? Or could you join a group? Or just try it out. You never know till you try.
So you're kind of putting out a bit of a teaser there, or a bait, and seeing whether there's a nibble.
That's exactly right.
There's a nibble, and then what?
Well, again, just the next step. It really is as simple as that.
You want
for the next step. People tend to think that your calling is this great, overwhelming, way off in the future thing, and it's not that at all. It's here and now. What can you do here and now? Sure, you might have some long-term vision or goal, but while you're thinking about that, right now you can be taking little steps.
You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey, and we'll continue this conversation shortly.